going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 80s music is by far the best music for when you're working out. It's not even close. I was doing curls. I was like, let's hear it for the boy. Tell me you can't lift more. I have no idea who sings that song.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider.
All the Bears fans got mad at me. They were only 32nd because I couldn't put them 33rd.
Host of the Ross Tucker Podcast.
Boy, the one thing that's been noticeable about the Bears recently is Justin Fields' uncommon abilities.
Analyst for Westwood One.
Bully ball up front. It's just inside zone to the left. That's as physical of a play as you get.
Ross Tucker with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Yeah, look at this.
That would be Denise Williams for you.
Yeah, never heard of her. I don't care. Song's awesome. Way to go, Denise.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure you check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And Ross joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ross, good morning. How are you, man?
I am fantastic, although usually when you guys play my open, I get all fired up and I love it. I don't know, today I kind of felt like that guy sounded annoying.
I don't know. You sounded excited. You sounded very vibrant.
I know, but like a couple of comments, I was sitting there thinking, gosh, I might have just turned the radio off. I don't know. I'm kidding. I'll make up for it right now, Chicago. I promise.
Well, you know, I think what's exciting, there's a lot of exciting things going on with the Bears because they got a new head coach and everybody's feeling really good about it. And Ben Johnson is a great interview and a really bright guy, and he's in the honeymoon period. And now you're headed to the draft. And we look at what the Bears have achieved thus far, and they brought in an interior to their offensive line. We're not sure what direction they're going in. There are a lot of rumors floating around there, but they have the 10th pick. They got two picks early in the second round, and we're feeling like they're going to continue to kind of put together a team that Ben Johnson can run. Now, they need help on that defense, too. They could use another pass rush. The whole league could. But we're kind of wondering if they will wind up with a left tackle, if they'll complete perhaps the development of the entire offensive line. They had one decent player in Darnell Wright, the right tackle. They could walk away. They could come into the start of the season with an entirely new offensive line with four new starters.
Yeah, and I would tell you, I always sort of have mixed emotions about that. You definitely want, you know, better players, obviously. That's not like rocket science here. But it's not like a quick fix thing, you know? I mean, I would say the offensive line position, let's put it this way, guys. the longer you're playing next to the guy you're playing next to, the better off you'll be. So I guess whether they take a left tackle or not, I do think that there should be some level of expectations that, you know, they might not be a top 10 offensive line week one, if you catch my drift, right? Like, it's going to take a little bit of time, but that's okay. You know, part of that's on the offensive line coach, and part of that is just the natural process of any of us in life. The more we work with the person next to us, you guys are better together now than you were when you first started, right? First couple of days, you're kind of figuring things out, working with each other. So same thing along the offensive line. But yeah, I think that that's a possibility. I think the thing that's interesting to me is, you know, they're probably going to have their choice of the second best running back, but maybe the best. They're going to have their choice of maybe either one of the top tight ends, and then which offensive tackles are still on the board when they draft. I mean, they're in a very, very interesting position. I guess I would say I do think that they're going to take an offensive player with the first round pick, would be my guess, because it's so deep at D tackle and an edge rusher that I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Bears double up in the second round, which is probably what I would do, right? So I think the 10th pick overall ends up being a running back, a tight end, maybe a left tackle. And I think both picks in the second round, which, by the way, I forgot they had that until I was checking out this morning, that Bryce Young trade is the gift that keeps on giving. I think that they'll double up on the D-line in the second round. I think that's the place to do it.
It would be difficult for them to make a pick at 10 that you think, wow, that was a huge mistake. I guess it's conceivable, but unlikely. So, Ross, if you were to advise Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson, who I think is a big part of this draft, what would they want to avoid at number 10? What kinds of things or what kind of thought process do you think is best the Bears avoid when looking at that 10th pick?
Well, normally, David, I would say, you know, drafting for need, and I'll still say that. Like, I understand that Braxton Jones has maybe not progressed to the level they wanted him to. I do think that he will perform better with Joe Tooney next to him, and also that Ben Johnson will do some things that will help out Braxton. I wouldn't want, like, let's say it works out, okay, and both Will Campbell and Armon Membu are both off the board when the Bears are at 10, I sure as heck wouldn't want them to think, okay, well, we still want to get a tackle, and so whoever they think that next guy is, whether it's Kelvin Banks or whoever, I mean, there's a bunch of guys we could talk about there. Man, I would not want them to reach for an offensive tackle in that situation. First of all, I'm not convinced that Kelvin Banks is going to be a great starter in the NFL, and I'm sure as heck not convinced that he'd be better than Braxton Jones would be in a contract year. So I think the board might play out. You know, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but what I'm thinking right now, and maybe Mason Graham falls to them. We'll see. Like, there could be guys that fall to them. But if it's the tight ends, if Genty's there, if both tackles are gone, I don't see them taking an offensive tackle. I would love the idea. I know that they like Cole Kmet, but, man, to have another tight end to go with what they already have, you know, and have Ben Johnson be able to use those guys in those ways would be really, really cool.
Yeah, he used more two tight end sets than anybody in the league last year when he was in Detroit. And I think, you know, as much as he's talked about kind of building the offense around the players that are there and making everyone, making sure that you're trying to make everyone do their best, I think, you know, they're already trying to get Caleb Williams working under center. They're already concentrating on getting some play action stuff going, and that That makes a lot of sense. It just does, given the 68 sacks a year ago. If you can't get the line up and running in the correct fashion, play action will help you a ton. And there's a rumor out there. What's his name from ESPN said yesterday that they're trying to get the run. They're praying that the running back falls to them. They take Genty at 10 if he fell to them. Schefter said that. So I we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, I think they would, and I think they should. I don't think that's going to happen. I would not be surprised if the Jaguars took him at 5. I think the Raiders will take him at 6. I don't think that's going to happen. The good news is it's a very deep draft at running back. So, maybe in that second round, maybe it's one running back and one defensive lineman that they take in the second round. Let's put it this way. Out of the two tight ends, Tyler Warren from Penn State and Colson Loveland from Michigan, with Genty, and then the two offensive tackles that people were talking about with Will Campbell and Armon Membu, one of those guys is going to be there at 10. I mean, they're going to be able to get one of those guys at 10. And, those tight ends are different players. But if you think about it, they had a slot guy in Keenan Allen last year that they thought that was really important. I like Zacchaeus, but he's not an above-average weapon at that spot, right? So with DJ Moore and Adunze, I really think there is room for them to have a second tight end along with Cole, who is a really good receiving threat that they can – use those guys in different ways. I mean, I've been watching Tyler Warren since he was in high school, and gosh, if you want to talk about a guy that has Chicago Bear written all over, I mean, he's gonna bring back memories of Ditka. if the Bears, I watched because I live here in Central Pennsylvania. I used to do like some Penn State stuff, like some local Penn State radio. So I watched his high school video. It's hilarious. He's quarterback. And nobody can tackle him, and he can run around and whatever. But then when they get near, like, in the red zone, they would move him to receiver, and they would just throw him fade balls, and he would just dunk on the top of these poor corners' heads trying to cover him. And then I don't know if you guys know this, but he wore 44 at Penn State because his dad said, I want you to run the ball like this guy.
Yes.
And made him watch John Riggins
highlights.
Yes,
that's a great anecdote. Yes.
Yeah. I love everything about Tyler Warren, and let's put it this way. He would become like an incredible Bears fan favorite very, very quickly. And this is an important thing. Ben Johnson is tremendous, okay, at utilizing a guy's skills the way they're best suited. He would get the ball to Warren on the move. So he can get that run after catch stuff and really be a fun player for the Bears.
Oh, you know your audience, Ross Tucker. So, all right, let's zoom out from the Bears for a moment. I want to look at the top five thought process in terms of Travis Hunter. I wanted to get your opinion on this because I think it does affect the rest of the first round. Travis Hunter, obviously you respect his versatility, and he won the Heisman Trophy because of his ability to stay on the field as a cornerback, as a wide receiver. If he were just a wide receiver, would he be a top five pick? If he were just a cornerback, would he be a top five pick? Do you think that he is legitimately a top five pick?
Yeah, so I talked to multiple people about this. One person said he is their number one ranked receiver, and he is their number one ranked corner. Someone else told me that they did, and I've asked either, whether it's guys that work for teams or, I had a guy come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and he did something obviously he's never done before. He wrote up scouting reports on two different players, Travis Hunter, the wide receiver, Travis Hunter, the corner, and both of them end up being top five players for him. So out of the top five players in the draft, let's just say he has Abdul Carter. He has Travis Hunter offense, Travis Hunter defense. I will say this, guys. I did a Colorado game last year. he's an absolutely absurd player. For people that don't pay attention that much to college football, he played like 160 snaps a game, because in college football, with the way timeouts are and they all go hurry up and up tempo, it is bananas what he did. And it really makes you wonder, just how good could he be if he only did one or the other? I don't think this is an easy nut to crack, though. I was telling somebody the other day, what would be better if he's a good corner and good receiver, or if he's elite at one or the other? There's going to be that. That's a problem. This is a problem that we've never really tried to solve, because I think it's going to be hard for him to be elite at both. So if he's good, I don't know. I mean, this is good sports talk radio topic. Would you rather have a guy that's good or maybe very good at two positions? So you're kind of saving a roster spot. You're kind of saving some money. Or would you rather have a guy that's elite at one? Because I think it's probably going to be hard for him to be elite at both.
I'll take the elite guy.
I'd take the elite guy in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd have him specialize on one side of the ball, get the most out of that player, and he, take care of the rest.
But he won't do that. He claims he won't do it.
Not now.
But the other thing
first of all, he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But secondly, the thing that's interesting about that is, if you look at, like, contracts, right, elite wide receivers and elite corners – they really, really get paid.
Yeah.
And I would say a decent margin above very good corners and very good receivers. In other words, you can kind of find a very good or good player at those positions. It's hard to find elite, to your point.
What would be the most likely elite position for him? Someone told me that they thought he was a receiver, that he could have like a Jefferson-type impact as a receiver, and he didn't think he could do that as a corner. I was stunned to hear that, because I thought he was a corner first. But what's your take?
No, I think the consensus is that he's further along as a receiver, that he's got a better chance to be elite as a receiver.
Wow.
And that's why I think, if the Browns take him at two, which I think they will do, or the Giants somehow got him at three, I think that they would start him at receiver. So the counter to that is, you can have a package of plays as a receiver and be able to function at a high level. You have to be in the corner meetings. Like you can't. It's hard to be a part-time corner. You have to be at, like, the communication. It's probably O-line is one, and then secondary is two in terms of communication. To ask him to be a part-time corner without being in those meetings, I think, is really asking a lot. The other thing is, his technique is not great at corner. He kind of gets by just because he's that athletic and he just pretends he's receiver, right? He kind of like thinks how a receiver would think. But I think most people would tell you that they think he's better and certainly better suited to play early on the offensive side of the ball, which is not as conducive to how he would have to manage the meetings to make sure he's ready to play.
All right, Ross, we've got about a minute left. Who are the Bears taking at 10?
I want him to take Tyler Warren. I kind of think the Jets might take him, though, at 7. I'll say Colston Loveland.
Wow.
I think Loveland will still be there. I'm not sure Warren will. Loveland is a lot like Laporta. He's a more athletic Laporta, the guy that, Ben Johnson's had in Detroit the last couple of years. I actually think Warren and Cole Kmet have a bunch of similarities, bigger guys, pretty good blockers, et cetera. Loveland is your more like Laporta, Travis Kelce. Loveland might be the better complement to Cole Kmet at tight end, if that makes sense. I'll go Colston Loveland.
Oh, that's great. Great stuff as always, Ross. Really appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks, Ross.
Of course. Great talking with you guys. See ya.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back. 312-644-6767 on the score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
That's the type of evaluation that most of us had on Saquon Barkley when he came out. That's a generational talent as a running back. Ashton Jesse had generational production in college, but he's just not that level of prospect. So there's other backs, day two and beyond, that I think the Bears will have an opportunity to get. For where they're at as a franchise right now, Ashton Jesse at number 10, I don't think that makes as much sense as some others.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's the beauty of the draft.
That was Anthony Heron last night with Mark Grody on the draft show.
Always. Nice show. Good job.
What's interesting is that I don't want to paint with a large brush, and I understand exactly what Anthony Heron is saying, but I think there are, you know, Anthony played at Iowa. There were a lot of guys from major conferences that aren't as sold on Ashton Jeanty, mm-hmm. because he's an undersized guy, because he's 5'8" and you know 202 pounds. He's not like a Big Ten running back, and he didn't do well against the Big
Ten. Big Ten defense.
Yeah.
In Penn State.
In Penn State.
Did better against Oregon, but Penn State, when it was a bigger game, he didn't fare as well. You mentioned Anthony Heron, and I respect his opinion and his experience. I worked with Joshua Perry at Chicago Sports Network. He was on the Chicago Lead last night. We were debating and arguing about Ashton Jeanty because he has a similar opinion.
Ohio State guy,
national champion, NFL player. So you get that. And I think it also represents how wide the range is of opinions on guys like Jeanty, on guys like Tyler Warren, on guys like Colson Loveland. There are Kelvin Banks. Kelvin Banks, we just heard Ross Tucker, highly respected judge of NFL talent, question whether or not he would be an NFL starter better than Braxton Jones. Yesterday on this station, a regular Matt Miller, highly respected judge of talent, I think he's got Kelvin Banks number one at offensive tackle. So what do you believe?
He thinks that he's more of a left tackle than any of the other. Like, he's a natural left tackle, so he has him as the top.
So he has him there because Will Campbell might be moved inside. Memba was a right tackle.
Yes.
Joshua Perry, to go back to that, he made a compelling argument why the Bears should take Memba and figure out what to do with him because he's the most NFL-ready offensive tackle based on his evaluation.
Right. Well, I told you, I've got a friend who loves Memba who wanted to have the Bears draft him and move him to left tackle, says he thinks he's got the feet to do that. That would be crazy because he hasn't done that, but it's just how you look at players and what you see.
It's what you value. It's what you see. It's how you interpret the competition level. Back to Jeanty. Jeanty not having success against Big Ten level talent on a regular basis, I think is one of those things that maybe raises some concern in some people. The only thing that I have an issue with Ashton Jeanty, because I think if he's there at 10, the Bears rush to the podium
and take him. Yeah,
but I believe that I want to know why he hasn't run the 40 for time.
I keep saying that, David. It's weird. You know, here's the thing. He mustn't run a good 40. If he ran a 4.4 sub type of 40, you know the guy would run it.
It leaves the impression he's trying to conceal something or hide something, like a lack of a burst or lack of speed. He is known for breaking tackles.
He has broken tons of tackles.
But he's not known for running away from tacklers.
Well, and that...
Not yet.
And that
and
is,
maybe that's a missing element to his game and to the evaluation.
That makes you wonder the burst. That makes you wonder about how many big plays he has in him. You know, you can't compare yourself to Saquon Barkley if you're not able to run the length of the field as Saquon Barkley can do. He's not Saquon Barkley. I'm with you. I think that they could take, you know, five or six players, including, and I found this very interesting, talking to Ross Tucker, who watched Warren play in high school, who knows him as a player and told
compared
these stories
to Ditka
about these unbelievable things he can do. But then when it came to it,
though, Warren,
he's got the other tight end going to the Bears.
Because
he believes
Warren
that Warren
is going
could
to go
gone,
higher.
And he is,
that's how much he thinks
he's likely
Warren is going to be an impact
he's
player.
He's more likely than the other one to go higher. But if they got either one of those guys, that'd be a huge addition to what they do.
It would be a huge addition. It also would be largely a luxury item. And I do think
that's interesting.
Is something that when you look at the other potential choices, you could rationalize, if you want to call it that, you could justify it by saying they don't have Jeanty. They don't have a complement to DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
They don't have a left tackle who is your left tackle of the future at a premium position that is going to be on a rookie contract like they say would with Will Campbell. They don't have an edge rusher if they go that way. If they draft a tight end, it would be in large part a duplicate part. They do have a starting tight end. They're paying handsomely. And I do think that if they select Warren or Loveland at that spot, you could understand why, because you're going to trust Ben Johnson. But let's not pretend that it isn't a luxury, because I do think it would be.
Well, and I think there's two parts to that. I like, how good is Cole Kmet? you know, they okay, we can argue all day about has he had enough opportunities and why don't they get him the ball more and why. But, you know, are they going to get him the ball more because he's on the Bears, because Ben Johnson's calling the plays? Or do they want to get someone so you have two guys and you can – I don't know.
Well,
I,
if they draft Colston Loveland, they're not going to be increasing the targets to Cole Kmet.
No, they're going to feature him.
He's going to take on a secondary
ditto
role.
Ditto with Warren. They're going to feature him.
Yeah, that's my point. If you draft a tight end at 10, he becomes your number one target when you throw to the tight end.
Yes.
He becomes your version of Travis Kelce. He becomes your guy in third down and whatever. He becomes your guy that's running the routes to get open when you need a big catch. That's not Cole Kmet right now, unless he has to be. So if you draft a tight end, Cole Kmet is, yes, still starting theoretically because the Bears like to go two tight ends and it doesn't really matter who starts. Ben Johnson's going to use two tight ends a lot. But he's not your primary target at tight end.
No.
He's not.
No, no. But I wouldn't be against taking a tight end there. I wouldn't be against because, again.
That's interesting. So
the reason is because they reflect the coach. If I'm willing to say that I think the coach gets this pick, and if he takes someone that could be a featured player in his offense. Well, it's hard for me to then turn around and say, why did they draft that guy?
Well, okay, that's a good admission. But I also think then it's interesting to me because you don't feel similarly, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how is that different from Genty? Because
if they took Genty at 10, I wouldn't have a problem with
it.
At 10. Yeah. Because it's the,
head
coach the same way.
You're fixated on a position. You love the talent and the potential, and you're going to pair him with Swift. And likely, if you trust Ben Johnson, you think that they'll get the most out of that running back.
I feel like they could trade Swift, and they could get something for him, and it wouldn't break my heart.
But I don't think they're going to.
I don't think they're going to either. But I'm saying if they – and I don't personally believe that that Genty becomes part of a yin and yang – part of a running back core that needs both guys in order to succeed. I think he becomes your featured running back.
Maybe not long term.
Just kind of the way I look at it.
I think he'll eventually would emerge in that role because, again, draft status affords you or I think guarantees you – I don't say guaranteed because you're not guaranteed anything in the draft. When you're drafted 10th, if you're a running back – the assumption would be that you're going to be the featured guy in that offense.
No doubt about it.
And DeAndre Swift would take on a secondary complementary role.
That's it.
But I think what you're paying him to do, you're still paying him pretty well too, but that would be right at this stage of his career for him to be a complementary player, used in space, if you will, not a good guy between the tackles. That's your 10th overall pick.
Yeah.
That's his role.
Yeah.
To break tackles, to show that contact balance that everyone talks about, and eventually, theoretically, hopefully, run away from people.
But
not just through them.
You know, I think that there's two other elements here that we don't talk about. One is there's depth at the tight end position. You could go into the second round and get a tight end who could be just as successful maybe not as the first couple of picks, but pretty successful. Ditto with the running back. It's a deep group of running backs, and you could get another one later on that might be as good as anybody you could imagine. You could get, whether you want a home run guy or you want a power guy, whatever you want, there are players available throughout the draft at those positions. So then I go back to the line of scrimmage. You know, I from when we started talking about this draft, and this is before they started fixing the offensive line in the offseason, I wanted them to work on the trenches, and I still want that. I want interior guys on the defensive line. I want a pass rusher, and I want a tackle out of this draft, if not a secondary inside guy later on. I mean, it wouldn't break my heart if they came out of this thing with a few four giant men that could line up on both sides of the football and make them a more powerful
team. Yeah, I think
team.
That's a good way to look at this draft. And if Will Campbell were there, yes, I do believe that's the best case scenario for the Bears. If Will Campbell's at 10, you find a left tackle and you're looking at the next 5 to 8 years of stability at that position. if all goes well.
Yeah.
Typically, it doesn't always go according to plan.
No.
I don't necessarily like the idea of drafting the third best player at a position,
yeah,
as you might be at the tackle spot if Campbell's off the board, if Membo's off the board, and you're there looking at Kelvin Banks Jr. I'd rather have the top player at a skills position, like, say, Tyler Warren, if he's your top-rated tight end, or Ashton Jeanty, if he's your top-rated running back. The best player, the most highly rated player at a position rather than the third highest rated player at a position.
Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's try. Rashad's on the south side. Hey, Rashad.
What's going on, fellas? A little convo this morning. I love to kind of touch on something Ross Tucker had me thinking about. Somebody special in the front seven. I think they're missing a piece or a component that really changes how we truly look at this team. Last year, without Billings, we didn't have anyone special. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at this draft, and I'm looking at linebacker, safety, defensive tackle, defensive end. There are stars there, and they will be available at 10. And it's not a luxury pick. It's an essential need for a team that's trying to make a jump. And you need a guy that can do that. Going back to when they had success with Marcus Anderson and getting double-digit sacks, we didn't expect much from him, but you need someone that can be a star on this team with a role defensively in the front seven. I see about three guys. And I want to see what you guys thought about it.
Mm-hmm. What three guys? Because I think if Mason Graham drops to 10, yeah, you take Mason Graham. I don't know if any of the edge rushers out and say.
I mean, if you would be the first guy to take Abdul Carter. That's kind of play. But I'm saying,
right,
that's what he's saying. He's saying you need a stud on that defensive line that changes the way. You want a player who's good enough to change a game plan against that opponents have to game plan for. We were hoping that was Montez Sweat. He took a step back last year. I think they needed their defensive tackle when he went down, but I don't think he's the great difference maker. I think he's right about having an element on the front seven that makes you like gulp, we're playing this guy this week.
You'd love to have that. You'd love to draft that at 10, but I don't think you're drafting in the top five. You're drafting in the top 10. There's a difference there.
Yes.
When you talk about Abdul Carter being available, that's the only guy I would look at if he's, you know, dropping to five or six, where you'd consider moving up to get or draft because of what Shad referred to. Good call, Shad. I don't think, though, that that's as realistic as maybe. I don't like the idea of giving up draft picks to move up for a player like that. And I don't know that if you're drafting a defensive lineman or an edge rusher at 10, that there's any that maybe fit the category of being too good to pass up, unless Mason Graham, for whatever reason, the Michigan defensive tackle, drops to you.
I think that there have been pass rush players like Aaron Donald. The Bears once contemplated trying to get Aaron Donald. Boy, you should have done that.
Yeah.
You know, who just got in the Hall of Fame? The kid from Syracuse. The Bears were
Dwight Freeney?
The Bears were after Dwight Freeney, mm-hmm, and he went higher than they thought in that draft. If you wind up with a player that, like a Hall of Fame pass rush guy.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a good draft.
That's all
you want. Is that all you're looking for?
Yeah, just give me the Hall of Famer.
That'd be a great draft.
Oh, my God.
He meets the Chicago media, then he gets fitted for his gold jacket, and then we start the season.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bears fans, the first round of the NFL draft kicks off Thursday night.
The Chicago Bears select.
And at Chicago's draft headquarters, you know we'll have the best coverage in town.
Listen Thursday for a full day of intense draft preview from all your favorite Score shows. Then check out our live draft special starring Dave Wanstead and Mark Rohde from 6 to 9 p.m.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
Reacting to all the first round picks as they happen. Followed by Rami Makhlouf with more round one reaction till midnight.
For all the latest NFL draft news and analysis, keep it locked on Chicago's draft headquarters. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Scoreboard update.
Score update studio. It's brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on those dental implants. Do it today. For the first time in 17 years, the Pistons won a playoff game, snapping a 15-game losing streak. They won 194 against the Knicks in Madison Square Garden to make that series even at a game apiece, Game 3 Thursday back in Detroit. The Clippers even their series with the Nuggets after a 105-102 win in Denver. Their Game 3 also on Thursday. Three games tonight in the NBA postseason. The Bulls, they're not part of the postseason, and they lost the tiebreaker with the Mavs yesterday, so they now have a 1.7 chance of landing that number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft. The upcoming NFL draft is Thursday. The Bears have the 10th pick in the draft, and their offseason program continues as they are in the midst of a three-day voluntary minicamp. The Cubs, they're back on the score, 6:05 tonight. Shota Imanaga throws against the world champions, and the White Sox take their game to Minneapolis and take on the Twins. Score update studio brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on those dental implants. Do it today.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
This segment sponsored by Audi Exchange of Highland Park. Get pre-tariff pricing now at the Audi Exchange Highland Park or the Audi Exchange in St. Charles. Current new Audi inventory is not subject to tariffs, so now is the time to buy. Hurry in. Supplies will not last long. Visit Audi Exchange Manscaped.com.
Save big money this spring with help from Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking ground to creating a smooth seed bed. The Earthquake Pioneer Tiller is designed to give you more control while still providing all of the benefits of a heavy-duty, dual-direction tiller. Hurry in for all your lawn and garden needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Guys, over 40, tired of low energy or just not feeling like yourself? Testosterone replacement therapy by Synergenics is the answer. Don't waste time waiting for online services when you can start today. Treatment is tailor-made just for you, and it's covered by most major insurance. Visit one of our conveniently located clinics, see a medical provider, and feel great today. During April only, the consultation is free. Why wait when you can be seen now? Book your appointment at fixmylowt.com. That's fixmylowt.com. Feel like you again.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Verizon is proud to partner with Prevent Child Abuse America, a national leader in strengthening families and building healthy communities. Together, we work to support families through education and awareness. Verizon is committed to keeping families connected and protected through the Verizon Family app and providing free digital wellness resources for everyone. Available at Verizon.com/parenting. Empowering every generation starts with the right tools. Join us in making a difference for all children.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
This is Boomer and Science Hit with an Odyssey Sports Minute. First, the Pirates moved the fan-favorite Bucko Bricks to the recycling center. Then they covered a right field tribute to Roberto Clemente with an advertising banner. On Saturday, beleaguered owner Bob Nutting witnessed the endless lines of fans vying for a limited number of Paul Skeens bobbleheads. He decreed that all attendees will get them. Finally, there's a thanks for Nutting. I'm Boomer and Science.
Mully and Haw.
Long-time listener, huge fan of the show.
On 670 The Score.
I don't feel super convicted about a Will Campbell to where I would take him over Ashton Jeanty or Tyler Warren or Colston Loveland, and maybe even some of the defensive ends. Like, I don't see Will Campbell as Joe Alt or Penei Sewell, where you got to draft him. You know, like, because there is the arm length stuff, and people can laugh at it, but there's not a good left tackle in the NFL with under 33-inch arms. Just, it doesn't exist. It's 33 and a half is probably the best in the NFL. Right now, that's Rashawn Slater. So there's not a precedent for that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Matt Miller, I believe, is on the afternoon show earlier in the week, and or last week, maybe. But I've heard that comment before. I find that fascinating.
I almost feel like at times we need to offer either a disclaimer or an apology for confusing the heck out of our audience. Because it's very conflicting, the opinions that we get from guests who it's a great debate. It's why the draft is as popular as it is. There's such a range of respected respected opinions. We just heard from Matt Miller, who does this for a living, saying he's not sold on Will Campbell. There are others who do this for a living that will tell you and project that Will Campbell would answer the Bears' problem at a premium position for years to come. So which is it?
Well, he definitely does have 33 hit charts.
Well, you can't dispute that. The measurables are not up for debate. The what's up for debate is what effect the measurables will have on his effectiveness as an NFL player at a premium position, at left tackle. So those are the kinds of things that make people or compel people to project, well, I'm not, or to say I'm not sold on him. There are also things that other people have said,
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because look at the tape. Did you see the way that he dominated the SEC?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good league.
It's a pretty good
A lot of those guys are future reason. NFL pass rushers.
Look, I you're right. We have so much information and we pick it all apart. And people try to give you sort of comparison names.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, okay, here, which of these six Hall of Fame players do you want? It's like an impossible task because you don't know. You really need to do a ton of information. You know, I was listening to a Philadelphia thing the other day where they were going over all the players, and you heard from the general manager, who's done an unbelievable job in the draft, and he just said flat out that we have one rule, which is anyone that has done any kind of harm to women, we just get rid of. We don't have them on our board. We won't even look at them. We don't want to. You know, you need to be a tough guy, and you need to be able to stand up to people, but we feel like that is a character
flaw. That's where he draws the line.
And he says literally, like, we've never knowingly or willingly drafted anyone like that because we don't feel like
that's Howie Roseman.
That's Howie.
And yet Howie Roseman saying that, and I respect that because it is a standard that you have to live up to.
Yeah.
At the same time, Howie Roseman is standing there after winning a Super Bowl, largely because he took a character risk in Jalen Carter.
Oh, no question. That was a big character risk, but that was not about abuse of other people. That was a guy that liked to drive real fast, and it was car racing and street racing and all that stuff.
It's really putting a fine point on what you will tolerate and what you won't, very specific to abuse of women rather than just poor judgment. And not just poor judgment, but poor judgment that leads to catastrophic results and tragedy. I heard the same thing, and I wondered how vocal he had been on this in the past because I don't remember him
expressing it in that way. But I thought it was fairly forthright.
It was. How many teams do you think out of the 32 have the same kind of standard internally? Half? More than half?
I would hope it would be half.
I would hope so.
I would doubt it would be half. Okay? I would think maybe three quarters. Or, you know,
I think there's a lot of situational ethics that are applied in the NFL draft.
But I think that people are looking to give people an out. I think that, you know, for some – how do I word this? For some teams, it's a question of whether – this could create a problem down the line if it happens again.
Mm-hmm.
Not about preserving it or not about really caring it, but will this be a problem for us, whether public relations
will it get
or whether
in the way of his production
or his
your
career
growth or his career or your reputation as an organization.
And I think that means more to them sometimes than any kind of a real you know, just a flat out saying we won't accept this behavior. I think that there are kind of little gray areas that people will accept behavior to a certain extent, but now he's gone too far. It's terrible.
It's somewhat of a relief that unless we are unaware of something, it doesn't appear that these are the kinds of things the Bears are weighing at 10. There isn't a player that they have been linked to.
There's one player.
The pass rusher from Marshall?
Yes.
Who came via Virginia?
Yes.
But he's not a guy that you would take Mike Green at number 10 anyway. That's a little high for his production, regardless of the character concerns. That seems to be a little bit high for an edge rusher of his caliber right now.
And there are other guys that have other incidents or other concerns, let's say, that might not be as...
Abdul Carter's had an off-the-field incident that a lot of people have not talked about or examined as thoroughly as some of the other things that we have talked about in similar with similar prospects. I think that he's probably worth... that's probably worth looking at, but teams seem to be looking at the potential and the reward being something that outweighs the risk.
All right, 312-644-6767. We're going to get to your calls. We'll continue the conversation at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Mully and Haw.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.